Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we need to get Lord Christopher Monckton back on because he is a hereditary peer to the crown, Lord Monckton of Rensley Viscount. And he has such a wide breadth of knowledge because to understand what's happening in the world, to know history is to know the future. But he was really dishing some amazing insider info about Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, and his father, the consort to Elizabeth II, the Queen of England, the Duke of Edinburgh, about his differences of opinion with his son, Prince Charles. Please continue, Lord Monckton. This is intriguing stuff.
Yeah, let me give you an indication of how I know that they both have different views. Of course, Prince Charles's views are very well known. He has spoken out rather too often on a subject where, strictly speaking, as the heir to the throne, he should remain silent because it's a political subject. And gradually, his courtiers, I think, are beginning to win and quieten him down on this. He speaks out on it less often, at least in public, than he used to. But interestingly, 2 years ago, the palace arranged for Professor Ian Plimer, who is the Professor of Mining Geology at the University of Adelaide, formerly of Melbourne, a very distinguished geologist, who doesn't believe a word of this climate rubbish and has written a best-selling, 100,000-selling book called Heaven and Earth about the climate. And the Duke of Edinburgh invited him to give the annual Duke of Edinburgh lecture at Buckingham Palace to a distinguished invited audience in front of the Duke. And this is an enormous honour. You know, one person a year gives this lecture. Ian was approached, said yes, made the bookings, got the plane tickets, said to his wife, we're off to London for a few weeks in May. And then, suddenly, for no reason, he was uninvited. Never happened before. And he got a rather strange letter from somebody associated with the organization of the lecture saying, well, terribly sorry, but I'm afraid it's now not going to be possible for you to come and give the Duke of Edinburgh lecture. And what we think must have happened is that Prince Charles, who is fanatical on this global warming subject, probably leant on his dad and said, look, don't you dare have this person anywhere near the palace. The word will get out and everybody will think that we're no longer true believers in the new religion. So I suspect that's what happened. But anyway, without any explanation, Ian Plimer was told, no, you can't come. And it's never happened before, and it's very, very unlike the palace ever to issue an invitation and then unissue it again. The only other case I can think of where they did this is that there's quite a nasty racialistic party here called the Brutish National Party, which stands for everyone who's black being sent back where they came from and treated very badly and second-class citizens. They're nasty people. And their leader was invited to one of the garden parties that are held. Thousands of people go every year in the summer at Buckingham Palace. And this caused such a stir that eventually that invitation too was withdrawn. But it's very rare for that to happen. The palace normally is very careful not to invite somebody unless it means that person to come. And so here was this obviously a row between the Duke of Edinburgh and Prince Charles about the climate. Duke of Edinburgh wanting simply to hear the other side of the case, and even that was so offensive to Prince Charles that it was stopped. And this is very unsatisfactory because, of course, it is necessary, particularly for the future King of England, to make sure that he keeps his mind open to both sides of the question, particularly on this climate thing. Because the debate is beginning to shift now away from the science, because now basically everybody realizes that the rate at which the planet is warming is simply not matching the predictions. I mean, it hasn't warmed at all.
All right, Lord Monckton, final segment. We've got a break. Come back and finish up with that. And then, was that private what you told me, or can you talk about the difference in views between the Duke of Edinburgh and the, well, his son? We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know why the sun never set on the British Empire, don't you, listeners? Because God wouldn't trust an Englishman in the dark. And, of course, scratch an Englishman, find a pirate, they say. But you scratch anybody, you're going to find a pirate. That's the truth about civilization. There are great heights and also great lows. We must bound down the tyrannical instincts that are out there in humankind with law, with a republic. Instead, we have the new global order of select bureaucratic interest and their financiers, and they are rolling out a classical tyranny dressed up and perfumed like a pig with sweet statements about liberty and freedom. But when you study the UN, when you study the EU, it is classical tyranny. When you study the World Treaty, Lord Monckton, you said last week when we were talking on air, and that you were talking to one of the big national writers with the National Post, one of the big national papers in Canada, and they were saying, how dare you say there's a world government in this treaty? And you said, haven't you read it? And he came back later and said, it's 10 times worse than you say. I mean, if people will only go look at the evidence, they will see what we're facing here.
Well, that is exactly right. There's no doubt, if you read these documents, and they're written deliberately, very obscurely, at great length, with long words. The UN's a past master at this. They call it transparent impenetrability. All the documents are available, but you wouldn't understand them, even if you could keep yourself awake to read them. They're very dull, but it's in the dullness that all this nasty detail is hidden. And yes, just like the EU, which has now succeeded in establishing effectively a dictatorial tyranny throughout Europe, so much so, as I've said, they're now arresting people at 3 a.m. and taking them over and putting them in Hungarian jails and torturing them there by feeding them pork fat 3 times a day, which has gone rancid, without even charging them with a crime. That's the kind of thing that now happens in the European Union. And, you know, just the other day I was speaking, as you know, at a hustings here, and I said, Britain is now, in fact, a police state in the formal sense. You can be arrested and locked up without trial. How many of you, I said, think that's an overstatement? And about half the hands went up. So then I told them the story of Jason McGoldrick, who did have his door kicked in by our version of the KGB, acting on behalf of the European commissars. And this guy was hauled off without having done anything wrong, without being charged with anything, and spent 4 months in a Hungarian prison, still hasn't been charged 18 months later, still wondering whether he's going to be, because they're still pretending to investigate his case. This kind of outrage, where without going in front of any proper court hearing, without any evidence being produced, you can be arbitrarily arrested and detained at will for as long as a foreign power wants. That is something new in Britain. Previously, if you were a British subject and you produced a British passport, then any foreign power was very careful before it arrested you to make sure that it went through the due process, notified your embassy, gave you a proper charge sheet, told you what you were charged with. Not anymore. Now, Britain has given away the protection of its own citizens so that alien foreign powers who don't believe in democracy, don't believe in habeas corpus, don't believe in the right of an individual not to be locked up without trial, a right guaranteed since Magna Carta, they don't believe any of that. Our governments have handed away our protections.
And when you were done breaking that down, it went from 60% agreeing with you to all of them, which shows the proof is in the evidence, and if people will just look at it, they will discover what's happening. We did cover that in great detail last Thursday. Lord Monckton, now looking at where we stand today, finishing up with the whole royal issue that I want to get into, things moving from the science to the economics of what the climate change pushers are now trying to put out there. They've gone from global warming to climate change. Now, any climate change is evidence that we've got to pay them carbon indulgences, basically, so that Al Gore can build his own palaces. But going back, what is the view? Because I've studied the history, a spectrum of history books. What is the view 235 years ago versus today of what happened in the colonies, or what Winston Churchill called our American cousins, from your perspective? Because you always speak fondly of the 1776 ideals versus the out-of-control behavior of King George III.
Well, you see, it's not just the out-of-control behavior of King George III. We now have, thanks to the EU, this model for what the UN is trying to turn into, a world dictatorship. And the one bastion of freedom, which was built by the founding fathers of your United States of America, is your Constitution. Those opening words where it gets straight to the point and says all legislative power herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives, period. So the all power is in the hands of people that you now elect to exercise that power. Nobody can make laws for you unless you've elected them to do it. That's democracy. And while that idea continues to exist in your continuing constitution, while you in America continue to live by that idea, then there is hope for us who now live under a stifling bureaucratic tyranny of clerks, that one day we shall again be free as you are free. So do not let your freedom go. We need you to keep it so that we can get our freedom back.
But going back to the time, reading the debates in Parliament and the leading statesmen, they were supportive and said, look, what our fellow Englishmen in the colonies are saying is what is in our Magna Carta and in the Parliament Act. We've got to basically support them. And that it was that same bureaucratic tyranny of the unelected imperial governors treating the colonies like they were a complete vassal state that triggered that. And what we see today is a rerun of that by the EU.
I think that's a very nice parallel. And certainly if you read the wonderful speeches of, say, Edmund Burke in Parliament, both before and after the American Revolution, beforehand he gave warning after warning after warning that if we didn't behave in a sensible way towards our colonies, they would break free. And these warnings were not heeded by the establishment of the day, because just like the establishment of today, the establishment then did not care for the freedom of the people. And that's the big problem. That's why I'm having to broadcast via your kind offices into my own country of Scotland, because none of the news media here will allow the one party that speaks for freedom in this country to get on the air. It will not allow us.
Well, you're winning elections in England. You're winning them in the EU Parliament. You're winning them all over. They're scared of you. And that brings me to my final question. People can find out more at the UK Independence Party's website, ukip.org, or Lord Monckton's excellent site, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, a great compendium of research on the fraud of the carbon taxing mafia. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org, links to it on Infowars.com. In the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, Lord Monckton, putting end caps on this, I was saying, what's their latest stratagem to seize control of all human activity and only allow their cronies that are given letter of mark the right to even operate in commerce? And you said, well, more and more as they lose credibility, now things are moving from the science to the economics. So what is the latest on the front lines dealing with this criminal mafia?
Right. What is now happening is that economists the world over, from President Václav Klaus of the Czech Republic to Bjorn Lomborg to me in the United Kingdom to Nigel Lawson, the former finance minister of Britain, who also is very skeptical of all this, all of us are now increasingly working together to try to demonstrate just how cost ineffective in economic terms it would be to spend money trying not to emit carbon dioxide. All that does is you destroy your economy. It's a massive transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich. Landowners in Scotland are making a fortune out of these windmills. UKIP is the only party that would ban them. But the point is, now we have at last managed to narrow down on the key equations which say that if you spend money on trying to make global warming away by taxing or controlling carbon dioxide, that will be the least cost-effective use of taxpayers' money in human history. And when you think of some of the waste of taxpayers' money we've seen, that's quite a statement. But we're coming pretty close to being able to prove that. And once we do, and we get that in the scientific literature, it's on its way already, then that will be the end of this nonsense, because nobody but nobody will go on throwing dollar bills straight down the bog when there's not the slightest chance of that spending doing anything to change the climate whatsoever. And so this new economic thrust, which is happening all over the world now, has really got the other side worried. In Australia, just a couple of weeks ago, Professor Tim Flannery, who is one of the bedwetters, the arch bedwetters of Australia, he's being paid $180,000 a day to work 3 half-days a week, promoting the idea that global warming is terrible. He was interviewed by Andrew Bolt of the Australian Herald Sun, who's a very clever man and who had got in touch with me and said, look, can you just do the sums for me on how much global warming would go away if Australia were to cut her carbon emissions by 10% in 10 years as the government and Flannery want? Because I'm going to ask Flannery about it. So I said, yes, it's 1/20,000th of a Celsius degree of warming would go away in 10 years if you spent all these trillions in Australia. And he said, is it really as little as that? I said, yes, and I did the sum for him. So he asked Flannery to do the sum for him, and Flannery flanneled. He couldn't do the sum. He wouldn't admit how little global warming would be forestalled. And eventually, Andrew Bolt cornered him, and he said, right, come come on, the fact is, nothing we do now is going to make any difference, is it? And Flannery cracked. He said, well, no, it isn't, actually, because whatever we do, the temperature will not drop for 1,000 years.
All right, Lord
so
Monckton.
From an official source, is an admission of what we've been saying for years.
Well,
it's all over by the shouting now. Even the people who are paid to propagandize are collapsing.
Amazing.
And
sir, we're out of time, but I look forward to having you back in the near future, especially because you're under a news blackout there in Scotland.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Telegraph, one of the biggest papers in England, has blasted me and basically said that I believe in blood-drinking reptoid lizards, which I don't. I never get into because I don't like the monarchy. And to be clear, it's a diverse group. Some of them hereditary, some of them rewarded with lordships, you know, the whole nine yards, whatever. And I might have a different view of the monarchy if it wasn't constantly, you know, calling for us to cut our standard of living and living off British taxpayers and then living lavish lifestyles. I don't like it. And they go on to make fun of me and attack us here for the video I put out that's gone completely, totally viral. And it just went up on Infowars.com, the link to it if you want to find it, The Royal Wedding and the New World Order. And I won't have time to go through this entire article, but they really come after me in this story. It's a pretty well-written little hit piece, too, churned out by Tim Stanley. Then we'll get Tim Stanley on. But I'm going to have Steve Watson, who has a degree in political science, but also studied the royals. I think that was his sub-study. I'm going to get Steve Watson or Paul Watson, they're over in England, to write a rebuff to this because it's certainly getting attention over there, which was my plan. Side issue, we've got huge dollar devaluation accelerating. The media's gone from denying that dollar devaluation was happening to admitting it and admitting that's the main driver between the commodities going up. That's why people are paying over $4 a gallon now. And I was tuning through the dial today, Fox TV, listening on XM, CNN, local radio, national. In between the birth certificate stuff and Obama's speech, which shows how weak he is, having to respond to it, all they were talking about was, yeah, oil is going to go to $7 a gallon for refined gasoline by next year. So it just turns out, plus I even know the source, Lindsey Williams, some people may not like his delivery. He's not making any of it up. I know the sources. One of them we've revealed. The other is the former Big Three CEO. And it's all true. Okay, and the proof's in the pudding. Ted Anderson's been holding for 15 minutes. I took Monckton over. I demanded Ted come on because I wanted him to mention a few of the gold and silver items in the news today. Gold and silver both up, even though the banksters have a short position on it and have been trying to drive it down. They're failing, Ted. What do these new Federal Reserve announcements mean? Where is gold and silver right now? And what's today's special offer for radio listeners only?
Well, here's what it is. I mean, first of all, Ben Bernanke gave a speech this morning saying that on June 30th, the Federal Reserve System will stop buying U.S. government securities. That is the biggest bunch of hogwash that I ever heard, because what's going to happen then, they own almost three-quarters of all the securities out there, and they're going to stop buying the federal
because
government.
Because he's not going to raise interest rates, and if you don't raise interest rates, nobody's going to buy them.
Well, that's right, and the telltale sign is what is gold doing and how is it reacting to it. Gold is hitting a high today that it's never seen before, $1,524.90 an ounce. It's up $12.60. Silver's back up to $47.18, and the raging bull market lost its wind yesterday and didn't take very long for it to get the wind back into sales again.
Yeah, I've told listeners, I keep expecting a pullback for a while before it starts the march. That's not happening. That's pretty scary, Ted.
It is scary, but it's the truth being told as to what's really going on economically. You know, Bernanke doesn't have a choice anymore. If he stops buying the U.S. government bonds, the interest rates are going to skyrocket. The United States can't afford the interest.
Yeah, they're going to continue QE2. They're just going to do it quietly. You're right, and even Bloomberg was admitting that, so we're seeing new levels of lying. We're almost out of time, Ted, but we have an expert coming on to break more of this down, but you're an expert, 30-plus years studying it. You've certainly called the shots very accurately, uncannily. Give folks these super special deals. Again, you keep buying the gold and silver a month before. It keeps going up. You keep selling out of the gold and silver. It keeps going up, but you still got stuff you bought almost a month ago. And tell folks today's offer, they better take advantage of it.
Well, right now, Alex, the DVDs and silver dollars, they're still $125. I did the math. If people buy just the silver dollars alone, right now it's $144.72, not delivered yet. And then if you add in the fact that you have your videos on top of that.
That's $60, then $10 free shipping and handling. We're talking now $80+ off, basically, Ted.
That's exactly right.
All right, well, here's the number. 800-686-2237. When you call, they got a bunch of other silver and gold that's the radio special. Their other stuff's priced very competitively. This is ridiculously good. 800-686-2237. Ted isn't raising prices and taking the big profit. He's giving you the insane discount. 800-686-2237. He bet his money a month ago to be able to give you this deal. 800-686-2237.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open-pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's
877-341-4769. Resources, 800-686-2237. You heard Ted. He can't hold those deals very long. 800-686-2237. With us a little bit in the next hour is Porter Stansberry, the managing director, the head of Stansberry Research. These folks have more subscribers than the New York Times, and you've seen their ads on TV, you've heard the ads on the radio, you've heard my voice. They've been saying now for really a year that there was going to be a dollar default. About 4 months ago, they started saying that they believed it would happen by the end of this year or early next year. And a lot of people said, man, that's a bold prediction. Well, now all you hear about is default or technical default with the Federal Reserve monetizing over 70% of the debt. You have the Federal Reserve announcements today that they will end QE2. But how are they going to do that if nobody else is going to buy it, if they're not raising interest rates? He really stuck his neck out there in the view of some. For me, it was common sense by coming out with the end of America information. But they're also moving in a direction of restoring the republic and also people protecting themselves. And Porter Stansberry joins us, endofamericavideo.com. Endofamericavideo.com is where you can go and watch the full hour presentation that's now been out, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or even longer, that is laying out everything that's now transpiring. So when Porter talks, we need to listen. Barron's called his work a dire prophecy with his accuracy, calling so many companies that went under long before anybody else was predicting it. And he's made the point here on this show previously, that was all child's play compared to the predictions that he's now making. Going back to the fall of last year when he started really sounding the alarm and calling it, it's now happening. IMF bombshell, Age of America nears in, Market Watch, the new Federal Reserve press release out. We've got gold surging, silver surging. They're talking about $7 a gallon gas by next year. They're openly talking about defaults. Geithner's threatening people last week and this week saying, give us more taxes, give us more money, or there'll be a default. But S&P said we have a bad outlook for the U.S. keeping AAA rating because of the spending. So it's just incredible. Porter Stansberry, endofamericavideo.com. Thank you for joining us. There's so much to talk about, but you have certainly been on target so far. Is there any way that your prediction can't come true? Because I want you to be wrong.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me back. You know, one of the first things I said to you when we met 4 months ago on the phone, when you first had me on the show, was the question in my mind isn't when this will happen. The question in my mind is when will you realize it is happening? And I asked you, I went through the litany of things. You know, how high is gas going to have to go? How high will silver have to go? How many banks are going to have to fail? You know, how many the Moody's downgrades are we going to have to see before it'll finally occur to you that, man, we can't repay these debts, and there are serious consequences to that fact. So, you know, I think that you're – you know, that was 4 or 5 months ago. That was before the riots in Wisconsin. That was before the drama in the Middle East that's been caused by the inflation that we're producing. So many of the things we have seen in just 4 months come straight out of my report, as you know, because you've seen it. But I think today, for the first time ever, when folks view my work, they're not saying, oh, this could never happen. Now they're saying, man, this is happening right now. What should I do? And the answers, of course, are, you know, in the research that we produce and sell to our subscribers. Starting with, you cannot believe anything the government tells you about the state of our financial affairs. They are in complete denial. Neither Republican nor Democrat has put forth a balanced budget ever in the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Paul Ryan's program only rearranges deck chairs, more of them than Obama's program. $38 billion in cuts, what they've agreed to, $5 trillion over a decade. I mean, if you don't get rid of the fractional reserve banking system, if we don't write off the derivatives, everything else is window dressing, is it not?
It's all that's the point. That's the main point I'm making, in that sooner or later, our creditors are going to get fed up with this. We don't know. The fact is, we don't know whether our creditors are fed up with it or not already. There are plenty of indications that they are. But as long as the Fed is printing all the money necessary to buy all the new bonds, we haven't seen the market impact of this. All that stops with the end of QE2, and that will be the gigantic litmus test. And I can tell you already exactly what will happen, okay? Interest rates are going to spike. The stock market is going to fall. Unemployment is going to rise. Silver and gold are going to continue to go up, and the Fed will have to announce QE3. because there is no other way to finance our debts. And believe me, if you think silver has gone up a lot, wait until QE3 is announced. Silver will absolutely soar. It will at least double from its current price today. And, you know, I told you 4 months ago, I said, hey, Alex, how much silver do you own? And you said, well, you know, blah, 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 who buys silver? Well, you know, it's gone up 50% since then. It's going to go higher because the fact is we can't repay our debts in anything but newly printed
money. No, you've been calling silver for years. And I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, on a few days ago, and he said when they get rid of QE2, it may create such a depression in the economy that for a short term it may make gold and silver go down, but then the inflation will only pick up again and then it'll go back up. But many of the other economists I talked to are saying what you're saying, that basically it's going to be unabated. Do you disagree with what he was saying?
I will tell you this. If you look at what happened after the end of QE1, gold did not fall. All the other commodities did. And you're going to see exactly the same thing this time. Gold and silver's rise may slow, but it will not decline. And the reason why is because if you want to know the real credit rating of the United States, pay no attention to Moody's and S&P. They're liars, and everyone should know that by now. If you want to know the real credit rating of the United States, pull up a chart of the bond market versus precious metals. And you'll see that that gap between the value of our government's bonds and the value of precious metals continues to get wider every month, month in and month out, since the bailouts of 2008. And why is that happening? Because the real credit rating of the United States is being expressed in the soaring price of gold and the falling price of our bonds. And they're propping up the bond market, but they cannot control the price of gold and silver.
Now, Porter, I want to continue breaking down what's currently happening, how you see this unfolding, how long after June and the QE2 ending. A lot of experts we talk to think they're going to quietly continue some QE2, just not at the same level, but that will still have the same inflationary effect. But every time I've had you on, you really don't even promote the newsletters. You have a wide body of specific analysis, general analysis, your overall newsletter. Tell the listeners, if they visit endofamericavideo.com, how they can go there and then check out the different subscriptions that are offered, because this is valuable information. I've researched your info, and I have found none better, and I found no one who's bold enough to have the courage that you've had.
Thank you very much, Alex. I definitely speak my mind, and you know, I'm bound to be wrong from time to time, but at least my subscribers can always count on me to tell them what I believe and why I believe it. And I tell you what, you know how rare that is in today's environment, where everybody has an agenda. You know, not me. I only get paid by my subscribers, and I offer a money back guarantee on all my products. So if you're ever not happy, no problem. We'll just send you your money back. But the best thing to do is please go watch the video. Alex is giving you the website address. Check out my newsletter, which is called Stansberry's Investment Advisory. If I can make you some money, great. Renew your newsletter. If not, I'll send you your money back. No questions asked. That's how I do business.
And it's important to know and to be able to understand what's happening. Now, discuss this announcement by Bernanke today in their press release. It's up on Infowars.com, but what does that really signify? What will that monetarily mean? And then we see the Financial Times of London headline 2 days ago, Chinese signal they may cut their purchases that they've already cut the last 2 years. They've already trimmed. They may butcher it by two-thirds. That right there, technically, in my research, would signal the point of no return for the greenback.
Well, you know, the key thing, as I have explained to you many times, and is in my online my online production that I want people to go look at, the key for Americans is whether or not the U.S. dollar can remain what's called the world's reserve currency. And that's a fancy word, but all it means is, will banks around the world continue to stockpile dollars so that trade between countries can be netted out? So if you're Brazil and you want to buy some German cars, are you going to pay in euros or are you going to pay in dollars? And today, people pay in dollars, and that creates a huge need for dollars around the world. And that's why China ends up with dollars, because China has trade surpluses. So now, for the first time ever, many countries led by China are negotiating bilateral trade agreements where they are agreeing to accept other foreign currencies like Russia and China. Now when they trade, they do not use dollars. And those kinds of agreements are going to grow in scope. I also believe, and this is speculation, but it's what I believe, Alex, I believe very shortly you will see the Chinese announce that they're going to begin backing their currency, the yuan, at some combination of gold and silver. And overnight, that will make it the most attractive currency in the world to do business with.
Well, that's what the news is saying.
Profound implications for Americans.
Well, the news is now, again, just a month ago, none of this was in the news. Now, suddenly, I listen to Bloomberg, it sounds like Porter Stansberry. Now I listen to CNN, it sounds like Porter Stansberry. So when you say don't believe the government's numbers, we know those are cooked, but the mainline media has lost so much credibility that I surf through the channels on XM today of TV stations, and every show was talking, every financial show saying, well, you think $4 a gallon's a lot, try $7 by the end of next year, and they were admitting, not because of OPEC, not because of speculators, but because of dollar devaluation. What's going to happen to a faltering economy that can't handle $4 a gallon when the dollar gets devalued more and more? And as it gets unpegged from oil, how high do you think it will go, and how devastating will this be?
You know, there's no telling how high it could go. There really is no telling what we might lose if suddenly there is a dollar crash. And let me tell you why this is so scary, Alex. And I've been saying this for months and months and months, and I'm not trying to scare people. I just want you to know what the reality is, what the risks are. By printing money to repay our debts, we are kicking our creditors in the shins, and they are tired of it. So they are looking for an alternative, and that's why central banks are buying gold again from around the world. But the big risk is there are so many dollars that have been stockpiled overseas that if the world moves away from trading in dollars, all those dollars are going to be cashed in, and they're going to be cashed in the form of a collapse in our bond market and a collapse in the purchasing power of our dollar. Because if everybody moves to sell the dollar, the value of the dollar is going to collapse. And we are very, very close to that point.
Porter, I heard Mike Huckabee today on his little Paul Harvey-type blurblet he does, and I normally don't agree with some of what he has to say, but he came out and said, why is Geithner telling us that we have a strong dollar and a strong dollar policy when the dollar is weakening to all-time historic lows in modern history, and when the policies are what are weakening the dollar, a monetization of debt? And he went on to explain it in kind of Little League fashion for his listeners. But he was actually telling the truth. I guess a lot of the middle class elite are figuring out, and upper middle class, that this is going to hurt everybody. You know, so many people went along with globalism and the central bank. Now they're figuring out just how devastating these policies are going to be. And then he went on and said the evidence shows they want to wreck the dollar. They want to damage it. They want to get rid of it. And I know you focus on what's going to happen, how do you protect yourself, because you don't, you know, believe overall in the wisdom of the general public from what you've seen. And so you're just saying, folks, protect yourselves individually. And I think on one front we should do that, but also continue to try to fight these people on the other. And I know that's your view as well. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you can correct me. But clearly they know what they're doing. Clearly this is the policy. And Soros and others are saying they want to force us onto this new global basket that's partially gold and silver backed, which they are flush in to basically use the crisis they've created to consolidate wealth and control. What's your view on that overall statement?
Well, I certainly wouldn't disagree with you that it is in the best interest of some people for the dollar to lose value. And I think that to the extent that they encourage these policies, that's absolutely the truth. But I see it more as simply natural political power. Having a paper dollar allows politicians to promise benefits without having to deliver the taxes to finance them. So I see this as more of a natural evolution. It happens in every democracy. It's happened for as long as we have recorded history. There has never been a paper currency standard that survived for very long. And never in history before has there been a global paper standard, which is what we have now. It's lasted 40 years since 1971. In my opinion, the collapse of the paper dollar is absolutely inevitable, regardless of who it benefits. And I think that if it does collapse and we go to a precious metals-backed standard, which is, by the way, what we had constitutionally in this country originally and what we had for 200 years, it would benefit the common man the most, because it would make it impossible for the politicians to have the power of an unlimited checkbook. And that is the greatest risk to real liberty in our country.
Well, I couldn't say it any better. In fact, I mean, I can't break it down as succinctly as you do. Bottom line, Porter Stansberry, you are the only major analyst out there who called Bear Stearns, who called GM, who called Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Now, you were the first, and that was what was so frightening whenever I saw your analysis 5 months ago when your video first came out. We contacted you about coming on because I watched your video. I read your newsletter. I concur with it. But you had the courage to come out and tell the truth. Now I think it's time to just focus on two fronts. How do we politically try to reverse this, A, but B, hope for the best, prepare for the worst? How do we individually protect ourselves?
Well, okay. The answer to the first question is, as you probably know, I'm certainly not a political analyst. You know, the politics of this country and all the lobbying and everything that goes on, I really, truly do not understand, except for I see how corrupt it is and I want to just stay away from it. But if you wanted to solve our problems, and I have no doubt that our politicians could care less about solving our problems, all they want is more power. But if you wanted to solve our problems, you need three things, okay? Number one, you got to have sound money, and that means gold and silver-backed currency. Number two, you got to have a balanced budget amendment. Why? Because it's morally reprehensible to pass on our debts to our children and our grandchildren. And it's just common sense. You can't go on forever borrowing money. Everyone should know that. And the number three thing I believe we need, and I think this is probably going to be unpopular by some of your listeners, but I believe we got to have it, and I want to explain why. We have to have a flat tax. I don't care if it's a flat sales tax. I don't care if it's a flat income tax. We have to have a provision that will prevent the progressive nature of the income tax.
Because we spend $400-plus billion just on the CPAs a year. I agree with a flat tax. The problem is they're going to give us a flat tax and keep the income tax. You watch.
I agree with that, and I understand that. I'm not advocating that. But here's the fact is that progressive income taxes have allowed politicians to say for years and years and years and years, I can give you benefits and you won't have to pay for them because we will make the rich pay. Folks, it's a lie. If you took 100% of the income of everyone in this country who earns more than $250,000 a year, if you took all of it, all of their income, we would still have a deficit. It's people vote in a different way when they don't have to pay the bill. And that's why every American should pay the same rate of tax. It's not because the rich aren't going to pay more. They're still going to pay a lot more. But the fact is you're going to vote differently when you realize that you will have to pay the bill. There is no Santa Claus. There is no way to get something for nothing. Paper money doesn't work. It leads to inflation. Eventually it leads to default and collapse. America, you got to grow up. I've heard from some subscribers raging about how any cut to Social Security or Medicare should be off the table. Look, if we don't cut Medicare and Social Security benefits, our entire country will be bankrupt in 10 years. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact. So people who claim they are owed something by our government are the same kind of people who invested in Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff might owe them money. That might be absolutely the truth, but it's irrelevant because Bernie Madoff was a lie and a con. And the same thing is true about the benefits you've been promised by our government. They cannot be delivered.
Porter, now let's shift gears because I skipped this network break to continue this information so important. Continue with now solutions, how we individually protect ourselves. And I understand it's in the newsletter. Folks can find that, the free video at endofamericavideo.com. People need this information, endofamericavideo.com. There's so much info in that hour-long video. But I mean, specifically, and I understand it varies individual to individual.
Absolutely.
But basics.
Sure, basics. Three main ideas. Number one, put yourself on a gold standard. And by that I mean, you know, for your liquid savings, take your money out of the bank, put it in gold and silver bullion. Number two, if you are a person of means, invest in real estate overseas. Get money out of the U.S. and get it out of the U.S. in a way that is not tracked by the U.S. government. So you do not have to report foreign holdings of real estate. You do have to report foreign holdings of almost every other type. So buy foreign real estate if you want to get $1 million outside the U.S. Why would you want to get it outside the U.S.? Because believe me, the only way to pay these bills, and after the default happens, you're going to see a lot of new rules about moving money around. The government is going to try some massive wealth tax where they're going to require you to pay some percentage of your net worth, send it to Washington, D.C. That's the only possible way after we default to regain stability in our country. And they're going to try to take it out of the hides of wealthy people. That's the only way to do it. So gold and silver for yourself, foreign real estate if you're wealthy, And as a third thing that my newsletter really specializes in is figure out how to use this crisis to make some extra money for yourself. So sure, we've done well speculating in silver, but as you know, in the past, we've also done very well by shorting select stocks that are very exposed to higher interest rates, very exposed to currency fluctuations. And we're going to continue to do the same thing for our readers going forward.
Well, I was reading when you were writing 4 or 5 years ago, you were predicting all of this because of the clear move towards fiscal irresponsibility, monetization of debt. They weren't slowing down. They were accelerating. You talked about food production, raw materials, rare earth minerals, farmland. Now look at the speculators. They figured it out late. They're rushing in. Those prices are going up across the board. They'll probably still go up more, but what an even better investment if they'd have listened to you 4 years ago, or if folks would have listened to us 11 years ago when silver was $5 and I should get into it, when gold was $260 and I should get into it. But I also see a reverse psychology, Porter, where some people, and I've got some extended relatives that I see a few times a year, and they'll make jokes that I told them buy gold at $300. They'll make jokes, and I'll say, well, I still advise you to buy gold and silver. And they go, oh, you advise, and they'll start laughing at me. And I'm like, what's funny about gold up 450%, silver up 750% plus? I mean, how in America with some people is it evil to be right, evil to be accurate, you know, more than the mainstream media, because they're being, you know, inaccurate on purpose? Is it that they don't like the fact that they were wrong, and so they still want to play a mental game with themselves that you're wrong?
It's one of the craziest things that I have seen in my career. In the fall of 2008, my firm was the only research firm in America that had predicted almost everything that happened almost exactly as it did. You know, we predicted the bankruptcy of General Motors, of Lehman, of Bear, the failure of Merrill. I said in June of 2008 that Fannie and Freddie would go to zero, and that's exactly what happened. And yet, in November of 2008, we had a record number of refund demands, because people hadn't listened to us, they hadn't taken our advice, and they were mad at us because of it, and so they wanted their subscription money back. It's hard to believe, but it's exactly what happened. And not only that, but I had hundreds of letters from people telling me that because I was warning about the bankruptcy of General Motors, I was responsible for it. There's some idea in our country that if you write about something that's going to happen, you're promoting it.
I get it every day. Newspapers in the last week have said that I am causing pessimism porn, that I and others are responsible. It's the Federal Reserve, ladies and gentlemen. It's the tens of trillions. But no, it's Porter Stansberry's fault. It's Gerald Celente's fault. It's Alex Jones's fault. It's Ron Paul's fault. No, it is not our fault. We warned you about the pit out in the field. We didn't make you go out there and fall into it.
That's right. You know, Alex, if I can just give you one quick fact, and this is every time I'm writing my newsletter or writing a report and I'm thinking, you know, am I sure I have this right? What I'm about to say sounds pretty extreme. Do I really have the facts to back this up? There is now $681,000 in debt per U.S. family. That's total debt in our country. $681,165, to be precise, debt per U.S. family. How many families do you know that can finance $681,000 in debt?
Maybe 2%.
What we're facing as a nation is completely impossible. You cannot make the math work.
And this is exactly what the bankers want. And we're going to hold you over a little bit in the next hour, but the best place to watch the free video and to find links to all the different newsletter products, endofamericavideo.com, endofamericavideo.com. Very, very simple, easy, endofamericavideo.com. It is up there right now for you, and I feel really good telling folks to buy silver and gold. I feel good telling folks to get storable food. I feel good 10 years ago saying get a farm. I've now finally done it. Small, tiny thing, 9 acres, but a place to, you know, be safe. The point is that it is now time to protect yourselves, and there's no silver bullet. Nothing's perfect. None of us are God or omnipresent, but I'm telling you, I read the newsletter. The stuff in there is invaluable. Endofamericavideo.com. Check it out today. A little more time with Porter Stansberry straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.